It's only recently that our language lab came to the end of its life, and we had to consider how we went about replacing it. And in the end, we chose not to and utilise instead the tools and resources that we already had. We could bend them to our needs perfectly well. If we'd have been aware of an online tool called Evoca, E-V-O-C-A, then we might have included that in the mix, because Evoca is, at its heart, it's an podcasting tool. So it allows you to record audio and then to provide it for listeners. But it does that in quite a different way. It allows you to post audio from different clients. So, for example, you can phone directly into Evoca to a specific number, and that will be recorded to your Evoca account. So it could even involve students who may not have access to computers or smartphones. They can just phone in from any phone account. Of course, there is a potential problem there. There's a fly in the ointment in that in order to do that, you have to list the phone numbers which are going to be permitted to access your Evoca account and record there. So there's a data protection issue there. Students may not be comfortable, or indeed you may not be comfortable with having their phone numbers. There are alternatives. You can also post to Evoca from a Skype account. So maybe you could have students who already have the Skype accounts, or even have them set up a Skype account specifically for this task. Or you can record directly from a computer. Evoca provides you with embedded tools which you can embed onto your school website, and then students can simply record into there if they've got a microphone attached to the computer. So there's plenty of scope here for language teachers to set listening tasks where you provide some stimulus information on there, and then for the students to provide their recorded responses. And that can be done through all those different media. In order to do that, you need an Evoca account, and the free account only lasts for, I think it's 30 days, and you've got limited recording capacity. However, the paid-for versions aren't too expensive. It starts at $6.95 a month, that's dollars. And when you consider the cost of a language lab, that is going to, you're going to have to go for quite a few months before you use up all that account. So there are other options available if you need more recording capability, or if you need more accounts. And maybe they're actually worth considering, although it perhaps goes against the spirit of Web 2 tools, but nevertheless, that's worth looking at. You can also record conference calls, so it could be maybe having a discussion with pen friends aboard, and provided that's done within Skype, that can be recorded into Evoca for a later review.